This is VOA News.
I'm Laurel Bowman.
Sudan's main paramilitary group said it had taken control of the presidential palace, the residence of the army chief, and Khartoum International Airport on Saturday in an apparent coup attempt as clashes erupted with the military. The Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, which accused the army of attacking them first, also said they had seized the airports in the northern city of Merowe and in El Obeid in the west. The Sudanese Air Force is conducting operations against the RSF, the army said. Meantime, gunfire could be heard in several parts of Khartoum. The hostilities followed days of tension between the army and the RSF, which could undermine long-running efforts to return Sudan to civilian rule after power struggles and military coups. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is visiting Vietnam's capital to strengthen ties with the Indo-Pacific nation and counter China's growing assertiveness in the region. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The visit comes as Washington seeks to leverage Vietnam's traditional rivalry with its neighbor China to expand U.S. influence. Speaking at a news conference, Blinken said after 28 years of normalizing relations,
"Our nations have forged a relationship that is robust, dynamic, and consequential. I'm here at the behest of President Biden to further broaden and deepen that partnership."
Along with a number of China's smaller neighbors, Vietnam has maritime and territorial disputes with the Chinese in the South China Sea. The U.S. has responded by offering diplomatic support and bolstering military cooperation with the Philippines and the island of Taiwan, which China claims as a renegade province. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida has been evacuated unharmed after someone threw an explosive device at a campaign event in a western port city. VOA's Tommy McNeil has details.
Kishida was visiting a prefecture on Saturday to support his ruling party's candidate in a local election. The explosion occurred just before he was to begin his speech. No injuries were reported. Police wrestled a suspect to the ground as screaming bystanders scrambled to get away and smoke filled the air. The incident comes only 9 months after former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was assassinated while delivering a campaign speech in the western city of Nara. The assassination shocked the nation, and a subsequent investigation found holes in Abe's security. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Meantime, G7 allies kick off 2 days of difficult climate talks in northern Japan, facing pressure to show progress on key fossil fuel commitments. A wet winter has given way to a colorful super bloom in the western part of the United States. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
A series of powerful storms dumped record amounts of rain and snow across California, replenishing reservoirs and setting prime conditions for millions of dormant seeds to sprout. The rain-fed wildflowers are so vivid and abundant across California that their hues of purple, yellow, and orange look like painted swatches from space. Tourists are flocking to see the so-called rare super bloom, but officials say, look, don't trample. Experts say this year's show is especially stunning because it's so widespread. Botanists say it's expected to last well into May, with some areas just starting to bloom. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A Catholic shrine in Ireland was the site of an emotional meeting between U.S. President Joe Biden and a priest connected to his past. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The president was at Knock Shrine.
We also met out of the blue. We didn't know he was there.
There is a priest who works at the shrine who was a former U.S. Army chaplain.
Father O'Grady, who gave my son last rites in Walter Reed Medical Hospital in Washington. It was incredible to see him. It seemed like a sign.
He was moved to tears. Father Frank O'Grady said the president gave him a big hug. It was like a reunion. The death of his oldest son, Beau, in 2015 hit the president hard. O'Grady says he thinks the grief is kind of going down a bit. After the visit to the shrine, the president toured a hospice center in Ireland that displays a plaque commemorating his son. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.